On Tuesdays this month, commentator Katie Davis takes us to Washington, D.C.'s Walter Pierce Park. Today, she brings us highlights from the playground basketball court.
When I go sit by the court for a while, I know that between games of 5-on-5 and who's got next, someone will look over and ask, "When's the tournament?" They know that we just had it, that it's always the second week in July, but they ask anyway. And I always tell them, because this is part of getting ready all year long.
Man, what you gonna do, man? Man, what you gonna do, Mo?
All year long, Moochie says, we'll beat Jesse and them this time. All year long, Brian, who's 33, plots to beat Courtney's team. 5 years, and he's still losing. This time he'll get Gerard on his team. Never mind that Gerard's a showboat. He's got a great handle.
Hey, Gerard, you got like pipe that joint.
When I started the tournament 10 years ago, it was for little kids. But within a few years, it became a ritual for boys and men. A way to sort out who's who can talk trash and back it up, who's up and coming, who better sit down. A way to tell stories.
It was me. I'm like Iverson. Without me, there would be no team. I'm the team. You know, I made all the shots. All they had to do is take it out and give me the ball. I'm Jeremiah, the world greatest. I had 42 points.
Yeah, Jeremiah, all fury and drama on the court. But his legs get him above the rim every time. Makes the old legs pray to the backboard.
Make that layup, Mo. Yeah! There you go, baby! There you go!
When knees wear out, men in their 30s shift to strategy. Months before the tournament, they start pressing me for the pairings. Who plays who? Who plays first? They can't forgive me for last year when I scheduled the two best teams before the crowd even got there. This year I told Brian, you know, I'm thinking about drawing straws.
You don't draw straws. If you draw straws, we'd end up with exactly the same thing where, you know, how you would do it is the historic powerhouses of the tournament are Sam and Courtney's team. So you have Sam's team. Which
the men want the day organized just so. Drama unfolding between Sam and Courtney's teams or Brian and Ant's, peaking right around 5 p.m. when the whole neighborhood is packed along the sidelines.
Let's push the ball! Push the ball! Stop on it!
After each game, I hold my breath because someone usually throws a tantrum. The question is, are they going to throw a chair? Violence courses through these games, and it gets right to the edge. The trick is to keep it there.
Foul! Damn it! Foul!
Don't shoot, Gerard!
Don't get upset, young, and play.
These tournament games, these 20-minute games on a runty, cracked court, they're chewed on the whole year, replayed from one angle and then another.
Get back, get back, get back!
Yeah, we lost by 1 point in the last 10 seconds of the game.
Man on, man on. Hands up, hands up.
So upon the opposing team taking out, one of our players goes out of bounds and knocks the ball out of his hands while he's out of bounds, which is a technical foul, which they shot and they made, and they got the ball and they made that, which gave them the game.
After my brother Sam went down to Courtney's team 3 years in a row, he went recruiting. And when he came back, he had 2 6-foot-6ers. One with a flawless jumper.
Chris Elvey, who was a player for University of Pennsylvania and also who played in Europe professionally, and Thomas Treadwell, who was a very well-known ball player.
Yes, Sam got his win, 36-35. And then for months, my brother would drop by the Safeway, slide into Courtney's checkout line and ask, "How you feeling?" This went on for a year. Until Courtney's guys, Mike, Pooby, Tank, and Face, until they reclaimed their title.
Go, go!
Mike says he's going to retire this year. No one wants to be like the guy who missed an easy layup in front of everyone. He quit right then and there, relegated himself to the sidelines with the old guys.
Watch the one in the corner! Watch the one in the corner!
The old guys. They do the thinking. Young men, the running. Back and forth, back and forth. The solos on the court, the chorus on the sidelines, the call and response of the game.
Katie Davis with one of her neighborhood stories.